Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I live in North Dakota, in cattle country. In 2019, my grandpa passed away in the old farmhouse, which was the homestead for multiple generations. He died of side. It came out of nowhere and took everybody by shock. He was a very stubborn, independent man, so I just assumed that he preferred to die his own way, as opposed to being sent to some kind of old age home. He was also known to drink heavily from time to time. My father and I found him in his rocking chair with the gun on his lap. Since then, there have been a run of odd events happening in and around the farmhouse and yard. Early on, it was just little things, doors opening that shouldn't be, unexplainable sounds in other parts of the house when nobody was there. One time, I thought I saw my grandpa in the mirror behind me. Overall creepy vibes, generic haunting stuff. I inherited the yard. It's been vacant since my grandpa's death. I was excited to fix it up and start fresh. One day, I was in the tree line cleaning up dead trees when I heard three distinct gunshots, like shots that seemed 50 yards away. I literally hit the ground. After a while, I got up, but there was no one around. About 10 minutes later, an old friend of my grandpa's drove into the yard. I had known him for years. He pulled up and I asked him if he knew who'd been shooting. He said it wasn't him and that he saw nobody around. He didn't seem himself. He was usually a happy guy, but on this day he seemed distracted, like he was in a fog. He said, "Are you sure you should live here?" I said yes, that I was excited to rebrand the yard. Not long after that, he left. About a month later, he died of a stroke. The day following the gunshots, my daughter, who was 5 at the time, and I were in the old house. She was playing with a toy train while I was cleaning. She abruptly stood up and said, "I want to go home." I followed her out of the house and helped her into my truck. She asked me if I could go get her train. When I went back into the house, it was like walking into a different universe. It was freezing cold. I could see my own breath. The house was the same, but the colors were different, almost muted. I was freaked out and left the house too. When I left, I heard thumping on the walls and siding of the house. Freaky stuff. I got in my truck and sped out. When we were a couple of miles away, I stopped and I asked my daughter what she had seen. She said that she saw a man with a pointy hat in the house. She hasn't been allowed in the yard since. I returned later that night. Stupid, I know. And I took pictures of the house. And when I looked at them later, there appeared to be a shadow figure with a pointed hat looking at me. I could only see it in pictures, though, not in real time. I met with a pastor, and he told me that what I was describing, the change in temperature, the muted colors, all tell of demonic activity. He agreed to pray and anoint and bless the house. When we went to the house, I was expecting fireworks, really, but nothing happened. In fact, it was calm and peaceful. I was optimistic that things were better. And they were, for some time. To clarify, the house is vacant, but my father and I still have cattle on the yard. And here are some of the things that have been happening over the past year. When I'm on the yard, I have unexplainable phantom pains in my left hand. Only when I'm on the yard and nowhere else, a stabbing pain in the palm.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Of just my left hand, there was a large dead coyote in our shop. No evidence of how it got in there. One day, my dad drove into the yard and found our large bull trapped in a bale feeder. No explanation for that either. We found a cow dead with a broken neck in the corral. When I approached the carcass, my left hand began to throb. I could smell a unique scent, not associated with livestock. I've been around dead animals, but this was different. All of these things led me to tell my story. We've attempted spiritual intervention, and things just seem to be getting worse. I don't know what the significance of the pointed hat demon is. I know of the hat man, but this isn't linked to sleep paralysis at all. Can anyone explain the phantom pain in my left hand? What was the significance of the 3 gunshots? My grandpa was an avid hunter. Was this a warning from him? Honestly, any advice would be appreciated. Our next story was posted to r/paranormal by Accomplished Rao 520. She tells the tale of what happened when she met a strange mourner at her great aunt's funeral. Here's the story. Years ago, when my great aunt passed, at her funeral, there was this old man. He was wearing a suit and he had a neck tattoo of an octopus. He had long hair and a ponytail. He kind of looked a little bit like Jack Welker from Breaking Bad. He started talking to me about my grandma and told me to take care of her and grandpa for a few minutes, then gave me a dollar, and asked me nicely to go to the vending machine and get him a water because he came to pay his respects and he had to keep going. He even knew my name, but I had never met him before and I hadn't given it to him. When I came back to give him the water bottle, I couldn't find him. I looked everywhere, and I even asked my grandparents if they had seen an older man around anywhere, and I described what he looked like. When we got home, my grandparents came over, and they were looking at family photo albums, and they saw the man that I described, the one that asked for a water, in the pictures. They yelled at me to come downstairs and showed me the picture and pointed to him. They asked if it was the man I had seen, and I said it was. He looked exactly the same. They told me that it was my great aunt's ex-husband, Robert, who had been dead for 20 years. That's how he knew my name. He had died well before I was born, and like I said, I wasn't that close with my great aunt, so I hadn't really heard about him. Either way, Robert had been dead for over 20 years. I didn't sleep for at least a week, maybe more. But the faces they made still send shivers down my spine. It was like they were watching somebody get killed in front of them when they heard about what happened to me and realized who it had been. They told me he was a good person, and he and my great aunt regularly attended church and were just overall good people. I would say that I'm kind of religious, but I don't know. So, more than likely, he wasn't up to anything evil, I guess. I suppose he asked for the water so I would go away and he could disappear. He really loved his wife. I guess when he said he had to move on, it's because he had to take her to the next life or something. They asked me if I spent the dollar, and I said I did. I kind of wonder what would have happened if I had kept it, or what happened to whoever wound up with it. Either way, it was a very unsettling and strange experience, if not kind of sweet.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply, but the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/getstarted for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.